This is the Inland Journal. I'm Doug Nadvornik. The Washington and Idaho legislatures go back into session next Monday. For most of us in our daily lives, this doesn't mean much, except that the laws and policies adopted in Olympia and Boise trickle down to us at home. So this hour, we'll review a few of the issues that will get attention in the two capitals during the next few months, and we'll look at what's on the legislative wish lists of a few folks from Spokane. One issue in both capitals is school funding. Both states are in the process of making change. The Washington legislature voted last year to increase state property taxes as part of its plan to raise more money for basic education. That was to satisfy a ruling from the state Supreme Court, which said the state is passing on too many of the costs of teaching school children to local districts. 2 weeks ago on this program, Washington State School Superintendent Chris Rakedahl explained the reaction to that.
I think the court said to the legislature, you got it done from the perspective of the court. You used the formulas that we said were basic education that the legislature wrote in 2009 and 2010. You did make sure that the state money is now going to cover those formulas instead of locally funded property taxes, but you're taking too long. The court was really clear to say, we had an expectation this would be done in 2018. Your full plan doesn't really kick in until 2019. So we need you to speed that up as much as you can. The court didn't ask for another $1 billion of new money. They said you really got to pull something forward here to satisfy our timeline.
So Washington's legislature will be searching for another $1 billion to spend for schools in 2018. Idaho's legislature has also been putting more money to education during the last few years, much of it to steadily improve teacher salaries. And now lawmakers will be asked to consider a more fundamental change in the way money is allocated to school districts. A legislative committee, co-chaired by Idaho Falls Republican Representative Wendy Horman, has been working for 2 years to evaluate the state's current funding system and to replace it with something that's simpler and easier to explain.
Our current formula was established in 1994, which in Idaho was pre-charter school. The internet was just being invented, so we were, you know, it was pre-online, pre-virtual classrooms. And so there isn't a standard learning environment necessarily anymore, and yet our funding formula is locked into this old structure that thinks there is. And so the homework we've been doing is around transitioning to a formula that's based on students. And so it will have a better chance of enduring, along with bringing us the greater flexibility, transparency, local control that we hope to achieve with transitioning to a student-based formula.
Tell us more about what the legislature is going to be presented with.
The committee got as far as identifying several issues unanimously, and in a bipartisan fashion. We are committed to finishing the implementation of our new career ladder in Idaho, where we will implement year four of that this year, year five next year. So this committee unanimously agreed that we need to complete that investment in teacher compensation. There was unanimous agreement around converting from funding students based on average daily attendance to moving to an enrollment count. We know students frequently attend, you know, a portion of a day in maybe an online charter or their homeschool, or they're homeschooled and they go for band or choir or sports or something like that. So we've recognized that students are receiving their education from multiple providers. And so an enrollment count supports fractionalizing that, as well as moving toward a mastery-based system, which Idaho has some very strong pilots going in that direction. And so as we move to a mastery-based system, we feel like counting based on enrollment and students will better facilitate moving toward mastery. And then we agreed unanimously that we should move to a student-centered funding formula with certain weights for different types of students who have greater needs. Those have not been specifically identified yet, whether that's special education, English language learners, students in poverty. Those will be identified in the coming interim. So this resolution will propose those things. With that said, there were some issues that were not fully researched and decided upon, and one of those was how will we handle local contribution? And so that one will be pushed forward into future discussion next year. But the resolution we hope to present in the 18th session will call for these unanimously agreed upon changes and then establish advisory committees with folks at the local level, folks who work with us on a daily basis, who can help inform us and implement the changes that will be statutory, hopefully in the following session, in a way that supports schools and allows them sufficient time to adapt to the changes.
It sounds to me on the 20,000 foot view, this is fairly major surgery, if you want to use a medical term here.
It will be a big change when we do move to full implementation. But again, we are not interested in doing anything to harm schools or disrupt them in ways that makes this transition, you know, more painful than it needs to be.
When you talk about things like this, it often leads to more money. And in Washington, the issue is more money needs to be spent on public education. Is there also that same mantra in the state of Idaho that we need to spend more money on public education?
There is always that conversation about more money. But the conversation I'm most interested in is how we spend that money. And a lot of the research that this committee was presented with was that when there is that flexibility and that transparency at the local level, there's greater ownership of results. And so to the extent we can bump these decisions down to the local level about how to spend the money rather than the state tying so many strings to it, I think that's just great for everybody concerned. Now, there will be a cost to transitioning away from an attendance model to an enrollment model, and that at last estimate was about $56 million. So we hope to set aside funds this year that will go toward that transition when we actually, you know, change the formula in statute next year. That will lead to holding school districts and charter schools harmless in the transition.
Representative Wendy Horman is a co-chair of the Idaho Legislative Committee that's recommending changes to the state's school funding formula.